Welcome to the Big Small Business Show. This is our slot on leadership, and today we have Lee Nike in studio with us. Today we're talking about something that my producer has put me up to, and that's talking about the concept of balance. She is trying to find somebody who disagrees with me that entrepreneurs cannot have balance. And as a CEO of a big company, do you have balance?
I think balance is an ongoing objective of myself. I don't think I'm perfect and I have a long way to go. But I definitely made good strides in getting better balance over the last 18 months.
How?
Well, a couple of things. You know, when I took over this new role 18 months ago, you know, the initial mindset is to try and achieve success very, very quickly. I think given my history as a transformation consultant, there is actually par for the course. However, the real world actually works in a very different agenda, and I think there's the expectation of what can be achieved, and I think the normal world actually works on a very traditional way of thinking in terms of expectation. Do a few things, do them right, make a big difference. And I think part of that helped me kind of reset expectation. The second thing I realized is that if I had an A team in place, I know you've spoken about this a few times, having the right team to work with you allows you to, as a team, tackle the challenge of running a large business. And when you start to do this, you can start to introduce things like work-life balance. You've got to know first and foremost, and this is advice I got many, many years ago from a good friend of mine, Sandy Mohanathan. We always spoke about values. And she always said that your company's values are not your personal values. Mm. And something I learned from her was understanding what my personal values are will allow me to decide how much of my time I give my organization, or for that matter, any other project that isn't my family and my personal value list.
So you talk about balance, but during the break, we're talking about the fact that you've recently come back from 5 weeks of travel. So where's the balance in that?
Well, that's a good question. So incidentally, in my last 3 weeks, I took vacation completely from the business and I traveled with my family overseas in this case. And for the entire time I was away, I didn't actually connect with the business.
At all?
At all. At all. And it's largely because I built this team and now I have a good team in place, the A team, to run the business for me. Now, it is balance, and when you take on a role like the one I've taken on or the one you've got, it isn't a role that you take on as an individual, you take on as a family. It requires sacrifice, not just on my part, but on the part of my wife and my children in this case. So my family has learned to understand that from time to time, I'll have to travel. Mm. But the time I do spend with them, I need to maximize, disengage from work and put family first and try to optimize that. Now, as I go forward, I see myself finding more and more balance, but a simple tactic of balance in the sense that there'll be give and take for my family as well. Sometimes I won't be there, but when I'm there, be fully present and engaged in the family. And when you do have a chance to be together, make the most of it.
Let's now, so we've got the business, the family, and then we've got Lee, your time. Mm-hmm. In other words, your downtime, personal downtime, your physicality, and you seem to be in good shape. So that needs time as well.
Sure.
So how do you now balance, bring that third element in, which is Lee?
Sure. I think one of the key things to demystify is that a balance does not keep work hours, right? Mm. People think that balance means 8 to 5. And as an entrepreneur, you well know, and so do the viewers today, that it is a different regime altogether. Everybody has different ways of working. So I have my own regimen every day. I make time every morning to acclimatize with the world. So I spend half an hour every morning acquiring news that I need to know for my day. So I'm a better person. When I start,
is that reading? Does it mean reading?
It's reading on my Twitter feeds, LinkedIn, social media, what I need to know to quickly figure out how my day is going to look. And it's not a work specific. It's more contextual. It's business events, global events, what's happening at the market, what's happening in technology. And given the role I play, I kind of have a broad set of knowledge in the different markets I work in as well. So that's one part of my regimen. I try to be active. It isn't something I've at all achieved. I try to get to the gym. I try to get there more than once a month. And I'm trying to achieve this as an ongoing project. And hopefully I'll get to the gym once or twice a week as we go forward. In terms of my personal habits, in a large part of growing with a young family, is we try and spend as much time with the kids as possible. So it does involve attending parties where we run around, try to play golf with my son, who is a better golfer than I am. It's what we try to do right now. And as my passions go, you know, I love technology and I'm always attuned to what's going on out there. So to try and improve my own knowledge and own skills. My vice, if you're going to ask me my vice is to enjoy food and experiences. So whether it is snorkeling with stingray during my last trip or going to fine dining, these are little vices my wife, myself and my family set up for ourselves to have a break from our normal day-to-day routines.
So let's go to the high-pressure environment. You've got a deadline, you've got a massive presentation, you've got 1,000 things to do between now and then, and you've got the presentation. How do you frame the way that you prioritize? You know, because speaking to you about also leadership is about a few big things and you know, do them well, but
sure.
Well, you also want to do lots of things. You know, time is of essence, and you want to get things done. So how do you balance that and how do you prioritize?
Well, some viewers that know would probably say that I have way too many ideas. And as a leader in a business, you quickly realize that the organization cannot cope with that change pace, right? So it's important to think about what's important. Something I learned many years ago is that at any point in time, there's a certain number of things that you can do. Figure out what that number is. And as things come your way, ask yourself, will I take on this new task or new activity? And if I took it on and did it really, really well, what would I have to give up? And that's an interesting tactic. In fact, one of the most read Harvard Business Review articles of all time is entitled, Who's Got the Monkey, right? And as you see these new activities coming into meetings, you got to be wholly aware of what you currently have on your plate and what you take onto your back as a task. So I've learned what is it I need to focus on, how many things I can do. I can always do better, but I try to focus on things that make a difference. The other fan I'm off is something called the guardrail concept. Where as a leader, you shouldn't be doing the minutiae of the business. You build teams around you that are able to express your strategy as tactics and tactics as plans. If you are in the detail executing, then you're not the CEO, you're not leading. The concept of guardrails allows your team to help figure out these things under parameters and kind of guidelines that you roughly give them. I'm quite a fan of Stephen Bungay and how you start to execute strategies in a much more practical manner. Clearly, having too many ideas is bad, not just for yourself, but for the organization. So I've started to focus more and more in terms of how I do that.
Lee, I could sit and listen to you all day, but unfortunately we've come to the end of our slot today. I appreciate your insights and giving us insight into you, the balanced individual, and how you also are challenged with that balance that we all as entrepreneurs and CEOs alike are struggling through. Thanks for being on the show.
Thanks for having me, Alon.
Well, that's it for today's Leadership Slot. Do stay tuned to find out what's coming up next on the show.
And then we did something we haven't done for a long time. We actually invited our customers in to come and help us design it.